Brunello Cucinelli, President and CEO, Moreno Ciarapica, CFO, and Pietro Arnaboldi, Head of Investor Relations. In order to receive help from an operator, you can press star followed by zero. I'd now like to give the floor to the President and CEO of the group, Mr. Brunello Cucinelli. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. And I have to say that for someone who is an early bird as me to speak at 6 p.m. is very difficult. It's better for me to speak in the morning. So you will be forgiven if I make some mistakes. So thank you very much, my esteemed investors, analysts. And obviously, this is a welcome opportunity to thank our very well-esteemed employees, more or less 1,400. And I'd like to thank in a special way all our cooperators, artisanal subcontractors, who amount to 3,500 people, more or less, especially because of their very high rate of devotion and manual work. This November call is always very interesting for me, maybe the most interesting in the year, because we have the sell-out results for the winter collection, we have the spring-summer collections that have been closed, so we have the year that is really drawing to a close, and I find this a very interesting time. So as usual, I would like to provide you with some highlights, and then I'd like to give the floor to the CFO, Moreno Ciarapica, who will go a bit more into detail, and then I'd like to resume the floor to say a couple of words on the final plan 2015, with some good visibility on 2016, and then also some forecast for 2017-2018. Because we would like to give you some guidance for that too, as usual. Let's start from these 9 months net revenues, 317 million euros plus 14.5% at current exchange rate compared to 30 September of 2014 plus 9.4% at constant exchange rates. EBITDA 53.9 million plus 12.1%. Net profit 25.7 million. Plus 1.2%. Then sales growth, both in international markets, in expansion by 17.9%, and the Italian market, plus 1.9%. And then I'd like to speak about this market again. Then revenues increase in all geographical areas, North America, plus 25.4%. And then Europe, plus 6.8%, Greater China, plus 18.3%. As usual, it is a small absolute value, and rest of the world, plus 33.6%. Then the revenues is developing in all distribution channels, monobrand retail 34.5%, monobrand wholesale plus 0.9%. It would be 3.7% excluding conversions to the direct channel, wholesale multi-brand plus 3.4%. Then net debt 83.7 million as of 30th of September 2015, in line with the seasonality of the business and the investments of the first 9 months of the year, 32.4 million. As a conclusion of the important three-year investment plan started in 2013, which will be concluded at the end of this year. So I'd like to read you what I think about this. The current year is drawing to a close, reporting beautiful results with constant growth, with robust and fair growth. And this growth affects both revenues, margins, and we hope to the satisfaction of large and small investors who wanted to support us in our industrial plan. The sellout of winter collection is going well. We are completing the investment plan 13-15, thanks to which we are now an even more robust industry for the coming years. The sales campaign spring-summer 2016 is ended with excellent results and with very special feedback both from the multi-brands and the trade press. So on the basis of these results, we envisage 2016 and the next 3 years as very positive with a double-digit gracious growth. Our commitment is now, as usual, that of seizing all the stimuli, the inspiration, indications from the outside world, and especially from the web, and to translate them all to reality on a daily basis. And we always think of the physical and digital world as a single and integrated thing, with the purpose of combining identity and projects in a consistent way. This is a pretty good thing to say about our Italy. As to our lovable Italy, there is a new sun shining, warming our hearts. It is a new mood that creates new projects, the awareness of the value of Made in Italy worldwide. We are once again proud of our country. We have returned to trust the state, and we are really experiencing positivity. And we are now witnessing the construction of a new future. So thank you for your attention on Italy. I'd now like to give the floor to the CFO, who will go into detail, and then I'll resume the word later on. Good evening, and thank you, Brunello. As to financial and economic data, I would like to make a brief remark on net revenues, improving by 14.5% in the first 9 months of the year, with a growth at constant exchange rates of 9.4%. As far as the currency impact is concerned, the lion's share is played by the dollar, in line with the breakdown of sales and the weight of the United States, considering, moreover, the euro invoicing to wholesale clients in different countries outside of the EU, i.e. Russia, Korea and Middle East, for example. The impact of exchange rates on revenues is reduced by hedging on sales in foreign currency, net of foreign operating costs. The purpose of this hedging has always been that of neutralizing positive or negative effects, and never for the sake of speculation. Moreover, the way in which hedging works is to neutralize the impact on the absolute value of group EBITDA, the impact of Forex. As far as the sales trends are concerned, I'd like to show the impact on growth of the conversion of the Japanese business from wholesale to the direct channel. And this conversion since the September 1st, 2014, has favored the growth trend in the rest of the world, 33.6%. It has impacted the results of the wholesale monobrand, which, excluding the three conversion of boutique in Japan to the DOS channel, would have had a 3% growth compared to the accounting data, which was 0.9%, and also the multi-brand wholesale channel, considering the conversion to the retail channel of 13 dedicated spaces in the Japanese department stores. Starting from September 1st, the comparable basis has become increasingly homogeneous, with normalized growth in line with the business development. All the sales details are analyzed in the slides between 4 and 11, and I'd only like to point out the following aspects. The trend of demand increase in all countries, both by local clients and the high-end tourists, the unchanged shopping habits by our clients, regardless of macroeconomic picture and political picture, and in case of Asian consumers, regardless of the performance of the stock markets. The staggering sales results in all European countries, Russia included, and in the greater China, Hong Kong included. The like-for-like performance, growing by 5.3%, in line with the previous trend and with the full-year expectations. Now I'd like to move to the income statement. We would like to compare on slide 12 the 39/2015 data with the data the same period the previous year, normalized data, excluding from the other revenues item the capital gain of €755,000 related to the sale of a non-strategic building. The first margin increased from 60% to 63.7%, in line with the trend as of 30th of June this year. SG&A increased their impact on sales from 42.7% to 46.8%. EBITDA margin dropped by 40 basis points from 17.3% to 16.9%. Net profit increased by 1.2%, considering the amortization and depreciation, financial expenses and tax rates, as you can see in slide 13. The amortization have increased from 9.5 million to 13.7 million, with an impact that went from 3.4% to 4.3%, considering the large investments in the three-year plan, both commercial investments and also to double the size of the Solomeo facilities, whose amortization started at the end of 2014. The amortization of the first 9 months of the year are in line with an expectation for the year-end that is just over 18 million euros. The financial expenses increased from 2 million to 3.4 million, considering the growth of the average net financial position. Finally, the tax rate is 30.1%. It was 30.7% the first 10 months of 2014, in line with the full-year expectations of a tax rate around 30.5%. Let's now move on to the EBITDA analysis. EBITDA increased by 5.9 million, with a margin amounting to 16.9% compared to 17.3% last year. The significant increase of the first margin by 370 basis points has to do with the evolution of the channel mix, with the retail revenues reaching a weight of 42.9% against 36.4% of last year, thanks to the like-for-like improving and the network evolution and development. The retail network moved from 70 to 78 boutiques, with 10 openings and 2 conversions to the monobrand, with the growth of sales favored also by the conversion to the direct management of the Japanese business, 3 boutiques and 13 hard shops since the 1st of September 2014. The 410 basis points increase of operating costs was driven, as you can see in slide 14, by the personnel costs, plus 90 basis points, and especially by the rent costs, plus 360 basis points from 7.3% to 10.9%, and partially impacted also by Forex. Personnel and rent costs increased because the business grew, the monobrand network increased, and also the Japanese business was converted to the direct management, and also it was related to the rent development in exclusive locations and the renewal of some expiring contracts and the renewal and expansion of some important boutiques. As far as personnel is concerned, the total number of full-time equivalent is 1,365 against 1,213 last year, considering the network development of the monobrand and also the staff devoted to manage the business in Japan. Positive performance on other operating costs, as you can see in slide 15, with an incidence that goes from 19.4% to 19%. And then I'd like to point out the communication costs, how they've always been very strategic for the company. And in the last 12 months, they grew by 10.8%. And now balance sheet. Let's now analyze the balance sheet and the NFP, starting from the net working capital, slide 16. As of September the 30th, the 32.6 million increase is mainly correlated to the inventories growth, plus 29.6 million euros, considering the business development, the direct monobrand network, and the conversion of Japanese business. in line with what happened on the June the 30th. The increase of trade receivables, plus 6.6%, is driven by the business development and also by the Forex effect, whereas trade payables stayed the same. As far as the changes in other credits or debts, there was an increase of debt of 3.5 million ascribable to the discounting to fair value, according to the IAS principles, of the existing hedging on the sales in foreign currency. Let's now move on to slide 17 with the NFP, 83.7 million euros. Because of the net working capital development, investments, and the seasonality of the business. As far as the business seasonality is concerned, the graphs in the bottom part of the slide show that the usual, as usual, the peak was reached between June and September, and then there was a decrease as of the 31st of December. And then on slide 18, 32.4 million invested in the first months of 2018because of the important three-year investment plan, which should amount to 120 million altogether. In 2014, we also started an important three-year investment plan in the technological and digital field to renovate the IT and technological platform and to manage the presence of the brand in the digital world. Thank you for your attention. I give the floor to Brunello, and I leave you the floor for questions too. Thank you again. So we can say that the 2015 is about to end, so we can take stock of the year. Winter sales, so sell-out was very, very excellent. And for our company, it has been a splendid season. Womenswear and menswear collections were particularly beautiful, very crisp, very contemporary, very fresh, so very appealing. Visual merchandising, and we believe in it very much, is very representative. It should always epitomize our Italy, our labor culture, the life in our lands, and our country. And also the advertising campaign was very successful. Last year, we had the great laid-out table, and this year, we photographed that line of sheep in the snow, and that was also very successful. So I'd like to say firmly once again that we consider our company as a seller of luxury ready-to-wear. 15% in accessories, they might be 16 or 17 in a couple of years in accessory, but we still want to be luxury ready-to-wear. And this is very interesting because there is a strong demand on the market for this luxury apparel. Revenues is broken down in 50 monobrand and 50% multi-brand, and we keep saying that we believe in the multi-brand very much because they are the real guardians of the brand. The mood around the brand is very pleasant. This year we will be closing the great investment plan 2013-2015, and we invested 120 million altogether out of 1 billion sales, so 12% of our revenues. To basically double the surface of our factory in Solomeo. Refurbishing, expanding the showrooms worldwide, and hopefully they are very modern and contemporary. You know that if your showroom is contemporary, your collection is also contemporary. And we also have a good network of sales of DOS stores. We have reached a good point in the development of the IT platform. So to conclude, we can say that for our industry, this is a foundation year. Well, this is a year when 3 years down the road from the company going public, we have devoted these 3 years to build something important. So as Moreno was saying before, like for like 5.3% in line with expectation, at the end, we invested 41 million this year, 3 million extra compared to the budget, and at the end of the day, NFP should be around minus 60 million. So we can say that by the end of 2015, we expect revenues and EBITDA in line with the 9 months of the year. So we think, so we have more or less net assets, this is more or less half of the revenues. The tax rate is around 30.5%, and we think that this is a healthy tax rate, and so we think that next year our dividend could be around 25% of our profit. So we feel pretty solid. Two words on the value of tourism, because we have the impression that there has been a lot of traffic in Europe from all over the world, traffic of wealthy people, high-end tourists, fascinated by the European culture, by our places, the way of life. And we have felt this strongly in Italy too. I'm still firmly convinced, and I'm talking about China now. You see, I have known China for 30 years. It is a very small business for us, not even 6% of our revenues, including Hong Kong and Taiwan. But I believe that it will become a giant market, and it will represent growth for mankind from the cultural and the economic point of view. But we should always bear in mind that this people is very fast, very informed, very connected. Just commenting on the fact that he's speaking very fast, and I'm trying to keep up. Now, 30 seconds about Italy. Seriously speaking, I think that the sun has really come back in our sky. The last week, we had a meeting at the Industrial Association. There were 40 entrepreneurs in different industries, and believe me, all of them claimed that they will have growth this year, so it was a particularly good atmosphere. So I'm saying this about Italy because I'm very fond of it. So we are following the spring-summer campaign, following the sellouts of this season. We envisage 5% growth for next year in our Italy, which is actually a good result considering that it is a mature market. But you see, Italians are pretty demanding. So I'd now like to give you some visibility on the 3-year plan 16-18, where 2016 is more concrete in visibility, and then 17-18, less good visibility. For the next 3 years, we envisage around 10% growth rate with EBITDA in proportion, in line with it. As usual, sustainable like-for-like around 5%, and we would like to confirm for the next 3 years a return to an ordinary level of investments, which means that in 2016 we will invest 33 million, in 2017 23 million, and in 2018 23 again, for a total of 80 million approximately against revenues for the next 3 years, may God help us, of 1.5 billion with investments weighing 6% against 12% in the previous 3-year period. According to this plan, there will be a slight acceleration, 3 million, and then in 2016 and 2015, for the new project of the new technological project, the IT project. So to conclude the three-year plan, we envisage a gradual cash generation, a gradual percentage increase of dividends, and an NFP, which at the end of the three-year period could be around 8%-9% of revenues. This is our vision, our picture for the next 3 years. Now, 2 minutes for this project. So we are working very hard on this great project for the internet, the way we call it. We have always believed in the importance of putting together the digital world and the IT world. As a matter of fact, we work on both fronts. Communication, very, very important. E-commerce, extremely important for the future. We can't really, we do not have a crystal ball, but will be definitely very important. And then third, it is basically the nervous system of our industry. We started working on this project in 2014 in a remarkable manner, and we envisage a strong commitment for the 3 years. And this kind of commitment involves, hopefully, the best creative and strategic talents in this industry, although I think that every single human being has some genius in them of different kind, of different intensity. I'm not a great expert of the web because of my age, so I do not want to go into technical detail, but I have actually my view on what is advisable to do. I am convinced that we need to daily listen and be in line with the development of the world. And Voltaire used to say, "Those who do not accept change, do not embrace change in their time, they will be left with the worst of it." So I attempt, I try, although I'm 62, I try because I'm fascinated by this project. So there is a team, and Francesco Buttigliero leads the team, and we call him our young CEO of the web. And I want to be his co-CEO. And sometimes I want to think out of the box too. And undoubtedly, we are now facing one of the greatest innovations in mankind. I don't know whether this will be the greatest innovation of the next century, of the millennium, but I think it is very, very important. So as of today, we stand as follows. We have a great relationship with the YOOX NET-A-PORTER Group, and congratulations on the merger. And then we, in this fall 2015, we started with Mr. Porter NET-A-PORTER, and we are very pleased. We have presented us in a great way. In 3 minutes, they really captured the soul of our company. And I think that they are the best online multi-brand in the world. As you know, we hold in high regard the multi-brand channel, and we want to do the same online too. So generally speaking, in the online world, we would like to convey the same atmosphere, the same uniqueness, the same life in the village of Solomeo, the way in which we work, the respect for everybody, for the people, for the community. And somehow, we would like to convey an idea of us as artisans and humanists of the web. We would like to tackle the web in a very artisanal way because we are an industry, but as a matter of fact, we are just large artisans. For example, you order a coat or a suit online for €5,000, and we would like your shopping to be shipped to you with a special packaging, with a special a label with your name, and maybe it will come with a book on Solomeo, and if I know you in person, I might send you a picture of another item that I might like, and we might show you how the production chain works. If something is wrong with this item, you want to take it in, you can go to the shop nearby to have it taken in. I'd like to write my thanks to you by hand. You see, 30 years ago, we did something that was then acknowledged to us. The person in charge of shipment then, we were working with the German-speaking market, and we had people speaking German. So the German customers, when they called, they could communicate in their language. So our service was always very, very special. And this is what we want to do on the web, too. So our e-commerce warehouse, we want to bring it back to Solomeo so that you can have all that we promised. And with the support of our technicians and the precious, valuable help of Yux Net-a-Porter, we think that in 2017 we might start this business. You see, we are experiencing a time of serenity. And this can be very useful to better understand the great changes of mankind, because I'm sure of this thing. I don't know where we're going, but quality is key. The internet has changed mankind. So thank you for everything. If you have any questions, we are here to reply, and then maybe a final greeting. Operator Carlos Cole speaking. We will now start the Q&A session. The first question is by Flavio Cereda, Merrill Lynch. Good evening. I'd like to ask the question in Italian, otherwise Chiara falls asleep, and so she has to keep awake. So I have two points I'd like to touch upon. The first one is the great IT project, and then China. As far as the internet project is concerned, can you clarify a bit better what your relationship is like with Yux, especially now that with Net-a-Porter you have access to two new platforms for you that are very significant potentially? And maybe if you can help us understand what direct online weighs compared to the total online, your total online business, because I think these are two different ways and weights, and they will become even more different. Then you also hinted at the integration between online and offline, a very topical issue, but you have a pretty peculiar kind of product. So I'd like to understand how you want to develop this. And then third sub-question, very quick. What about your targets, 3-5-year targets in terms of online revenues? And then I have a question on China that has to do with the fact that you did not open any stores. You performed very, very well, currency or not currency. And so what are you actually seeing in China? Because you're doing much better than your competitors. Thank you. Well, I would like to start from the online business of our company. As a whole, since we have 50% of multi-brand, it is pretty difficult to have precise details. But our estimates are that total sales could be between 4.5% to 5%. 0.7% of which is the incidence of the boutique with our Yux, powered by Yux. So this is the current situation. We believe that the relationship with the Yux Net-a-Porter, Mr. Porter, altogether, this relationship can grow to become something very important, because they are very, very clever they really work in true luxury. And I think that we can develop a lot together because their business is very much consistent with an exclusive and sophisticated distribution that we believe in. When their packaging reaches you, is delivered to you, it is really beautiful. As far as collections are concerned, well, the collections are the same worldwide. What changes is the size. Of course, the Japanese buy extra small and the Germans the extra large. But there is no collection specific to a country. So it is global. Only the size changes. As far as China is concerned, I think what I said before, for us in the next decades, it will be, I think, will be the driving force of everything. I don't know whether you noticed how many Chinese people were traveling Europe or America. It's very fascinating. But I have known China for 30 years. They are very connected. They know everything. They're always online. And then as far as the last question is concerned, what kind of revenues in 3-5 years online? Well, 4-5 years ago, our online revenues was not even 1%. Now it is 5%. Just to give you a guess, I would say minimum 10% online revenues. Because the change is very fast, and we want to try and drive this change. And how do we want to do that? Well, so that you can breathe our culture, our heritage, and exclusivity. I conclude by saying that I think that we will always be flooded by low-priced products, but a large offer. So it's up to us to manufacture special things and to communicate these products in a special way. Just tell me if I have been clear enough. But as far as the online revenues are concerned, what I keep saying to my staff is that mankind has changed. They know everything about everything. We live in a world where everybody knows, and you need to be true to be credible. Thank you. I hope I've answered your question. Well, maybe another question. Can you give us an idea of how much of your revenues, how much of the Italian revenues is made up of extra EU visitors? Well, we can say that in large cities, extra EU, outside of the EU, well, we can't really give you an answer. In large European cities, 18-20% of revenues, and then Venice, Rome, 20% comes from foreigners. For the first time in Europe, after 3 years, there is the return into the stores of the locals, and we are very, very pleased with this. We feel this in Europe and Italy as well. Thank you very much. The first question from the English conference by Luca Solca, Exam BNP Paribas.
Buonasera, parlo anch'io in italiano visto che abbiamo questa valente traduttrice. Buonasera, Brunello.
No, excuse me, just one moment, please. I need to transfer you to the Italian conference. One moment. Sorry.
I wanted to ask you, what about the attitude that you're experiencing from the wholesale major customers? I think that you are performing in a different way compared to some of your peers in the sector. And then I wonder, from your point of view, what are the large department stores telling you in the different regions, and how do you see the demand trends in this channel? Yes, very interesting. Tomorrow I will be meeting with Harrods in London, so it's very interesting. So the first question is that we really need luxury apparel, true luxury apparel. I'd like to remind you that in the 90s, Italy was full of brands of luxury ready-to-wear. There is not much supply compared to the demand. This is what Neiman Sachs and Goodman's Harrods tell me in general. And then I also feel and perceive something else. Are spaces inside these beautiful department stores, they must be very well looked after, meaning that the salespeople, they must really represent the company. They should not be too arrogant. They must be very friendly in the way they approach the customer. We must really train these people in a special way. And you can see it from shop in shop or from in the hard shop. If you have a sales assistant that is better than another one, especially for menswear, you achieve completely different results. So I keep believing in the multi-brand very much. And then we really have to look after the hard shop, and also the deliveries is important, and also the ability to communicate the corporate culture. But you should not underestimate the fact that there is a shortage of luxury apparel. I don't know whether I was clear, Luca. Very clear, thank you. I have a question on another issue, pricing. The fact that you have a well-structured and organized wholesale distribution representing 50% of your revenues, how will you then manage the fact that maybe some of your clients will sell your brand on the multi-brand, and maybe you also sell it through the website, Next Pret-a-Porter? Can you maintain a very strict pricing discipline? Well, we can say that if Europe is 100 retail price in 115 in US, 127 Hong Kong, 134 China, 135 Japan, which means that we have the same margin everywhere in the world, because everybody knows. So this is very important. The second thing is we are talking about very high image of multi-brands, Harrods, Neiman Marcus, Saks, Goodman's, Selfridges, and it is real. Their culture is at stake. Their image is at stake. So apart from the year 2008, and I would like to speak about it again, it was a very tough year when the U.S. department stores started selling off price. I have to say that they're all very serious, very concrete. We all decide when to start sales, so we have an interesting relationship with them. Thank you. To ask a question, press star followed by one on your keypad. The next question is from the Italian conference, Paola Carboni, Equita SIM. Good evening. I have some questions. Some of them are pretty quick. If you can repeat to me the CAPEX for 2016-18. And then the net working capital that was penalized by the exchange rate if you know how much you would have been at constant exchange rate. And then I'd like to know, as to the Chinese performance you already hinted at, I am surprised that you are overperforming your peers, and this was already happening in the second quarter. Not only that, but in the third quarter, this gap has become even wider. So it seems that maybe you have even accelerated in the third quarter in a tougher context, especially locally, for those who, like you, since you do not have a large pricing gap in different markets, you are exposed to local clientele rather than Chinese tourists. So I'd like to know whether this acceleration in the third quarter is correctly perceived by me, because I know that you want us to take a look at them at a wider picture, not just the quarter. So maybe there were some variables to be taken into account, deliveries or something else. And the last question has to do with the agreement with Yuke's. For example, the fact that the warehouse will be in Solomeo. I'd like to know since when it will be operational, and then how you manage it in practically, and if this changes the economics of your agreement, meaning that you might have a higher fee. As to the working capital, we said that as this is influenced by the business, by growth that was 3.4% of the multi-brand business, that also impacts the credits at the end of the 9 months, but this increase was due to the increase of the exchange rate. You know how important the U.S. business is for us and the department stores. So in dollars, there has been an increase between 30 September this year and last year. And now, I'd like to give you the remaining answers. As far as China is concerned, I keep repeating that it is just a tiny market for us, just 5%, 0.8% at the end of the year. I have to say one thing. They say see us as an exclusive brand. And as I was saying a few calls ago, that if we maybe stopped advertising tomorrow, it would be better if we were less known tomorrow than what we are today. So the problem of exclusivity, they really consider us a special exclusive brand. So yes, there has been an acceleration, but you should consider that the market, the starting point is very small. And then the question on CAPEX 16, 17, 18. Ordinary investment, apart from 2015, 4, 5 million extra, sorry, 2016, 4 million extra for the internet project. We have envisaged routine investments, 1.5 billion revenues, 6% CAPEX. And if we compare this to the 12% of the past 3 years, 1 billion revenues, 120 million investments, you see, this is what happens. So I did. And also, yes, the agreement on Yuke's. So we have always enjoyed a great relationship with Yuke's. We have a very friendly relationship to them. We have a great relationship, new relationship with Net-a-Porter, Mr. Porter, that should bring interesting results. So our agreement expires in January 2017. But from now on, together with our technicians and their special support, we are investigating how we can develop this platform. But we wanted the warehouse to be here so that you can basically do everything you need locally. And I hope I haven't forgotten anything in your answer. I think I've answered all your questions. Yes, thank you. I did speak about the CAPEX, so these will be years of not massive investments. So basically the years for cash generation, the years where we can envisage a good cash generation and also an increase in the dividends. Thank you. Thank you. For the time being, there are no further questions. Well, if there are no further questions, I would like to thank everybody, and then I'd like to wish you Merry Christmas, because there's only a month to go. Best wishes, and thank you for the esteem that you give us. Thank you. Goodbye.